Ah, done. Okay. The thing about endings is talk about big pictures. Don't just talk about yourself and your family. If you really can't think of tourists, you can't think of environment, you can't think of Singapore in the Reader Digest survey being ranked, what, I think I've given you that somewhere. Did I? Okay, that is one of the most important data. Well, think of your family. Think of how your family does those activities. Does your family litter around when they go out, when they picnic? Does your family throw rubbish? Does your family go to the library and behave very unruly? Talk about how your family set example. That is enough already. If you can't think of the big picture, at least think of your family. How you guys behave when you're outside. Okay? I think my parents are very good examples for others, because they always ask me to behave myself, and I really listen to them, because I know I'll be caned at home if I don't. Yeah, you can crack a joke, no problem, huh? Crack some jokes, it makes things lively, and actually it push up your score. Like I say, one of the highest level in oral is cracking a joke, but it's also one of the biggest killer, because you crack a very lousy joke, it's gonna pull you down, huh? You say something like, oh, I heard some people fart in the library. It's not funny at all. It's very crude and rude. Huh? So, you crack a wrong joke, that's it for you. That's why I said it's one of the highest skills you can use. Like, for me, I'm at an advanced level. Every day you come for my lesson, I'm sure you have brought back some laughter. Am I right to say that? Right? I'm just so good. Huh? I'm a comedian. That's my second part-time job. Okay. Healthy lifestyle, I believe, will come up either one of the days. And the other thing you can talk about, the most recent issue, now I'm recording, the purpose is dengue fever. Okay, every week we have 200 over people affected by dengue fever. Yeah, and there are new cases reported every day. And right now, although we are experiencing a decline in the number of people affected by dengue fever, we are still experiencing high occurrence somewhere in Singapore. Luckily, living in Pasir Ris is no longer a problem. I remember a few weeks back, Pasir Ris Drive 6 was a problem because of an inconsiderate act by a pond owner. The pond owner has left his pond unattended for many, many weeks, and then they have discovered so many eggs and larvae in the pond. I believe it was up to the number of hundreds. And imagine all these larvae become adult mosquitoes. And among them, there are going to be a lot of mosquitoes that are capable of spreading the dengue virus. And this is downright inconsiderate. The owner ended up being fined, and luckily some actions was carried out to prevent these larvae from growing into adult mosquitoes. We were lucky that we have vigilant people and good governance from the NEA, the National Environment Agency, carrying out a good job, you know, try to praise the government. Luckily, Pasir Ris Drive 6 was under control, and we saw a decline in the number. Unfortunately, Bukit Batok is the new town suffering because of inconsiderate acts by people. They must remember, the dengue mosquitoes take just a few days to grow into adult. Perhaps the size of a 50 cent coin, water size, is all it needs to let it grow. And we have heard new cases of people suffering. It is very unnecessary. All this could have been prevented if we have been more careful with how we treat water being trapped in our houses. Are you done, Nabil? Recorded, eh? Your mom will hear about this. Okay. Where was I? See, I lost track. Okay, dengue mosquito. Blah 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 blah.
So
okay. Remember, all these statistics help you. 200 over every week. 200 cases every week. And right now we're experiencing decline. And talk about Pasir Ris. Since you're living in Pasir Ris, you talk about Pasir Ris. You talk about the Pasir Ris Drive 6 pond. That's gonna show your knowledge. Yeah, show how you can show off. And all these could have been said. Once the topic harps on inconsiderate, it can be rude behavior in the library. Yeah, you may think, hey, library and dengue mosquito, a bit far right, Mr. One. No, when you talk about library, you're talking about inconsiderate Singaporeans, right? When you talk about inconsiderate Singaporeans, you're talking about dengue mosquitoes. Because it's our inconsiderate acts that cause all these. Then, if you don't want to talk about dengue mosquitoes, talk about the environment. Then, if you don't want to talk about environment, talk about tourist dollars. If you don't want to talk about tourist dollars, talk about your family. How you set good examples. There are so many directions you can explore. So many. And the highest point is obviously currently will be the dengue mosquitoes because it's the most recent case. Okay? Of course, the most recent case is the earthquake, but there's nothing we can do about that. There's no topic that ties to the earthquake, so we can't do anything much. Hey, wait, there is. If the picture is about people in a disaster, fire, that kind of thing, then it's about disaster preparation. You may need to talk about your in-place protection. Remember your IPP? You seal up the windows and all those. Remember when you were in P4? You seal up, right? Very hot, right? That is about emergency preparation. It has never come up in oral before. The reason is it's very, very difficult to handle. But you should be prepared because you have already gone through. You talk about how hot it is, very suffocating. Then you can talk about a recent issue. Recent issue, we experienced tremors and vibrations. I was so scared when I was at home. I was feeling giddy, then I saw my light swing here and there. At first I thought my mind was playing tricks on me. But it wasn't. That makes me more scared. And I remembered my teacher telling me to hide under the table, although I never told you that, but just pretend. Whenever I experience vibration, I ever told you?
No, you
still. Now I tell you. Okay, so luckily I remembered my good teacher telling me that, and I managed to hide under the table. I was so scared, but when the vibration stopped, I came out from the table and listened to the news for more information. I heard that there was an earthquake being experienced in Indonesia, and it was on the Richter scale of 8 point something. And yesterday, Thursday, we just experienced another earthquake, another vibration. It was 6 point something on the Richter scale. And I hope Singaporeans will be more prepared for emergency. Ta-da, done. You see, all these are being recorded. As you interrupt me, all these are being recorded. Okay, so another thing you can prepare is for emergency. Okay, I understand most of you are not that eloquent. But what you can do is you can memorize. That's the difference. Okay? Maybe some people can listen to what I've said and type it out in some of my keywords that I've said. Type it out in words. Now how do I stop this?